The borough received 4 proposals from companies interested in doing the work, including the Petersburg Indian Association, the current contractor. The lowest proposal, which will end up costing $100,000 for 15 months of collection, came from Ruger's Trucking LLC. That company has provided dust control services at construction sites in Arizona, but owners Angela and Wes Davis have moved to Petersburg. Local resident Ray Peterson thought the proposal amount was too high.
It's little about double what PIA used to do it for. I think it should be thrown out and rebidded, or the city hire a part-time employee, and I think you could do it for about half price.
The borough switched to the new voluntary commingled recycling program for residential and business customers back in February. The new program does not require sorting and allows recycling a wider range of materials, including plastics and cardboard. The borough assembly approved that program back in December, along with an increase in trash collection rates for people who do not participate. Assemblymember John Haverlick Monday agreed the contract was expensive.
But what I am hoping is that our community will go like others. I'm really pleased with the amount of people that have signed up for recycling, and that I know for my purposes, my garbage has been cut into 2/3 or a half.
Haverlick thought garbage shipping costs would be cut with the drop in trash collection. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger asked Public Works Director Carl Hagerman how the department would be making up for the budget deficit caused by the new contract.
It is all tied to the diversion rate from our solid waste stream to the recycling. That's the whole purpose of the commingled stream, is to take the solid waste that we ship at $105 a ton and turn it into recycling that we ship at $35 a ton. That's the whole reason we're doing this. The recycling rate that we achieve ultimately, that the goals that were set in the ordinance that the assembly passed earlier this year, don't happen overnight.
Hagerman recommended awarding the contract and letting the program work for a year. He said the borough could still try to increase the number of recycling customers.
Now that things are pretty much leveled out as far as customer base, we can go back to the advertising and start to pick up the people that haven't signed up yet. There are still a number of folks at the lowest service level that haven't signed up yet. Yes, they are paying the higher rate, but again, diversion being the key, to get everybody involved would be a great thing. We can do that through advertising and public relations.
Hagerman thought the number of local businesses recycling could also be increased. He said the amount of recyclable materials collected has increased overall, but could not yet put a number on that percentage. Despite the cost concerns, the assembly unanimously approved the new contract award to Ruger's Trucking. The interim collection contract with the Petersburg Indian Association runs out at the end of this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.